Yeah, hello, first pressure watching.
Oh, hi, Danny. It's Pina from Local Splash. How are you?
How, Pina? This is Daniel. Yeah, I was just barely calling Fred.
He just gave me your number, and he told me to call you. He said that you were having some trouble with your Google listing.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble with my Google listing.
Okay. I also noticed that your website might be down, right?
Yeah, so to be honest, I have like two websites.
Okay.
I have a UEI website, and I have another one that I made as well, but it's down. I don't know what is going on. So to be honest, I'm new to this. I don't do a lot of marketing, so I just pay for the website bill.
Okay. So a UEI website and the other is down. And then what's going on with the Google business page?
So it just canceled. It doesn't show on Google Maps or on Google at all. It says something that I put on is fraudulent or something like that. I don't even know.
Okay. Yeah, Google is very, very picky with, you know, who they allow to get published. So sometimes you make an update and it's outside of their algorithms, and then all of a sudden they flag the page, you know. So the good news is, and the reason that Fred referred you to us, is that we're a premier partner to Google. So Google has a support staff on site for us. And this is exactly what we do every day. We get Google business pages out of suspension. You know, if there's anything fraudulent that's been reported, we get that fixed. Fred was under the impression that you had a couple of Google pages. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. So
yeah.
The first one, when I start, I have like 5 or 7 reviews because I went to Mexico and I stopped working on pressure washing. And a lot of people didn't want to give me the reviews back, so.
Okay.
Because I went over there, and from there it was like 2-3 years ago that I didn't even look up the account on Google, and they suspended like forever. It doesn't even let me appeal it anymore.
Okay. But you have access to that where if we worked with you, you could add us as a manager, right? That way we can get with Google and find out what the problem is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect. So what I would recommend is if you are just looking to get that corrected and get your business on the first page, I can help you with that, and it's called our Platinum Package. Because let's say that you were an SEO guru, which, you know, you said I'm not. I just knew at this. So, you know, I don't know why things are happening. But let's say that you had hundreds and hundreds of hours to invest in programming, content creation, manual submission, backlinks, and eventually you got your Google business page verified and published. That even will not ever bring you a client unless it gets exposure, because every business can automatically get a Google business page, right? So
yeah.
The value to what we do, and the reason that Fred referred you to us, is we optimize your Google business page to show on the very first page of the search results in a spotlight position where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. You see? So we would program you in to not only the first page placement on Google, but we would also program you in to some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that is a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, I think I found a business Facebook for you, too. You have that up and running already, right?
Yes.
Good for you. Okay. So the reason I was searching for that is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, Danny. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So, you know, we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then they'll get an ad for, you know, Taurus pressure washing coming up. So it's designed to bring you, you know, more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which is going to give you the ability to see, you know, how many new clients you've received from Google, how many you've received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent, okay?
All right.
So, okay. Yeah, and what we can do is that platinum package, I can give it to you at a discounted rate because you were referred to us. So everything would be set at a flat rate month to month of just $299. That program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. And then the websites we sell for an extra $400, but I could explain your situation to my director and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Okay, so I would just have to explain that, you know, you were referred by Fred and your website's down and you're having some issues. And then, you know, I would probably get either an approval or a denial to actually include it for you. So, you know, if I did get the approval to get everything going for, you know, just $398 out the door and include the site on top of it, I'm sure you'd be willing to give it a try, right?
So, yeah, it sounds great and all that, but I was talking with Fred and he's paying $150 a month. So that's why I told him, yeah, just give him my phone and see where they can help me out. $150 is reasonable. That's what I tell them. Yeah, it's a good price because I have been working with another marketing agent and they charge $299 as well.
Oh, I
like,
see.
So
with Fred, he had been with us for 2 years, so that $149 pricing is no longer available. But what we could do is that package that I just explained to you, it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if, and Fred doesn't have the Facebook ads, by the way. He just has the local SEO package. So if you wanted to, we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And with that package, you still get all of the bells and whistles that I explained to you, just without the Facebook component. But I would, of course, still get the approval to include the website for you. You know, because it is 2025 and you're going to need that website anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If let's say if we start on the $299 monthly revenue,
mm-hmm.
and let's say if you guys give me some leads on Facebook ads, and
mm-hmm.
if I'm getting traffic and leads, maybe we can continue doing it. Well, I can just cancel anytime or change the subscription, or how does it work on?
Yes, that's the beauty of it, is the $299 package with the Facebook ads, you could always modify that down the road. So let's say that you do so well with the Facebook ads that you want to increase the budget and add more, you can do that. You don't have to stick with just $100 going to Facebook. Or let's say that once we fix your Google business page, you're getting so many calls off of Google, you don't even need the Facebook anymore. So you could take them off completely and go to the $199 package. Now, what we recommend is to bundle it with Facebook for at least the first month or two. And the reason being, Daniel, is that nobody can flip a switch and fix this Google issue instantaneously, right? It's going to take a lot of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, you know, not only to get it fixed, but to get you ranking on the first page. So what happens with the Facebook ads is we can sign you up and get those up and running right away. You know, we say they'll be running within under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So people like that. They like that when they bundle it, they start seeing activity right away. And then with Google, it's the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when that component starts coming to full fruition.
All right, great. And also, I was talking with Fred, and he told me that you guys don't have any contract. Like, you can cancel any time, and also you guys...
Yes.
If you guys work on the Google, it just stays the same. You guys don't control it at all, huh? You cancel, and you
exactly.
Just do whatever you work. All right, perfect. Yeah, I was
exactly.
I was looking
we,
for a company
we,
like
we
that.
Keep you as the owner of it because it belongs to your business, and we go in there and manage it for you while you're working with us. So if you ever discontinued the service with us, you just go in and you remove Local Splash as a manager, but you still have ownership of the page.
Oh, great, great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So let me just dicen que 399. Y pagos de 299 con $100 de van a subirme publicaciones en Facebook. Y van a subir primero en Google. Y después de ahí yo lo puedo modificar a 199 al mes. Sin contrato, sin nada. Pero ellos me aprueban que van a poner todo al corriente y van a poner en Google en primera fila. 399 el primer pago porque deben de hacer modificación.
¿Te garantizan Facebook?
$100 de Facebook Ads.
¿Instagram también?
It's just Facebook. You guys don't do ads on Instagram, huh?
No. Facebook and Instagram, they co-mingle, you know, they're kind of the same company, but we only do the Facebook ads.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you guys gonna work and put in becoming the first on Google, huh?
Yeah, on the very first page of the search results, which is very important because when I told you that 9 out of 10 consumers hire from the first page, statistically it's 87% that will hire off of Google. So that only leaves, you know, 13% if you take, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie's. If you take all these other directories and kind of lump them into one bucket, they're only getting 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. And what's even more shocking is that 87% will hire off the first page of Google, but yet less than 1% of consumers will even click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people see the companies on the top are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know?
Yeah.
So you'll be
and
in that spotlight position.
You think the reviews matter at that point when I become the first one? They do matter, huh, the reviews?
Yeah, we'll help you with that. Once the Google business page gets fixed, we'll send you a review generator email, and it will be hyperlinked to your Google page, and you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it'll say, thank you for using Taurus pressure washing. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. You know what
all
I
right.
mean?
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can just tell your boss about the website and you said $3.99, huh? For the first month.
$3.98 today. Yep. And then each month it's just $2.99 and you'll be grandfathered into that rate. Just so you know, this package on our website sells for $598. But I'm putting you into a discounted rate because you know Fred. So I'm going to send you an email that says terms and conditions. and you'll see that you're getting everything in the Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. So once you acknowledge that with your e-signature, you'll be grandfathered into this rate where it'll never go up for you, okay?
All right.
So one thing I want to ask you is I saw an email on your Facebook, pressurewashingtorres@icloud.com. Do you want me to use that email for the confirmation, or is there a better email that I would send you?
How was the email?
PressureWashingTorres@iCloud.com. That email is on your Facebook page.
At iCloud. It's at gmail.com.
Oh, interesting. You might want to go into your Facebook and fix that. Now, is the Torres supposed to be with a Z at the end? Because I see for the business, it ends with an S.
Yeah, for the Gmail, it is with the C, because I couldn't have the email with the S.
With the S. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I want to make sure that you get the email. So if it has the Z for the email, that's okay, because I know once Gmail, you know, gives away the one with the S, it probably wasn't available for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, for your listing on Google, do you want the LLC on there? Do you want it to show as Torres Pressure Washing LLC?
What do you guys recommend is better? Because I have all my shirts and everything named with Torres Pressure Washing LLC. All my cars and all my business.
That's exactly what I was going to recommend, because I saw you already have the LLC on your Facebook. You have it on your logo. So I would recommend keeping it. You don't have to have it, but I recommend, since you already have it, keep it, because with Google, everything has to be consistent. If you have, you know, LLC on some listings and you don't have it on others, that also will throw up a red flag. So I say we'll just keep it on there, since you already have it for some of the directories, okay?
Okay. And you said you're going to talk with your boss about the website for the $399?
Yeah, I sent out a request just now when we were talking and I explained the situation. We're on a GChat system throughout the office, so he'll usually respond to my request within a couple of minutes. So while we wait on his response, I'm just kind of verifying all of your information, and I'm hoping that he'll get back to me by the time we finish. But I just wanted to ask one more thing. What is the business address? Actually, two more things, but the business address first, please.
So the business address is going to be 9899 60th Street, Grupa Valley.
Okay.
92509.
92509. Okay. And then that also pulls up Riverside, just so you know. But I know Europa Valley and Riverside are kind of the same. So, yeah, just to let you know.
Correct,
And then what is the web address? If I get the site approved, do you want us to build it on your domain, or do you want us to get a new domain?
Domain, yeah. My domain will be fine.
Okay, so let me just see. What is it? Is it torrespressurewashing.com, or what is the actual web address? Let me look here and see if I can find it. I think it was on your Facebook. TorresPressureWashing.com, and then when I click on it, it says the site can't be reached. So I'm going to create an appointment for later today for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So what will happen is they'll ask you for the credentials for your website during that client interview. So you can just give them the credentials and they'll start building the site on there. And we'll pull content off of your Facebook to put on the site. But if you have some fresh content, of course, like before and after photos or anything like that, feel free to send it to us, and then we can put the fresh content on the site as well, okay?
All right, great. Yeah, I just, everything that I do, I just upload it to the Facebook. So it will be there.
Perfect. Okay, I love that. That's great. And you know what? That will help your rankings too, because you're going to have consistent data on your Facebook that matches your website, and Google likes that. Google likes it when things are consistent like that. So that will definitely help you. So give me a second because my light is blinking. So I think they're responding. I want to make sure he's, let's see here. Excellent. Oh, good. He's giving me the okay. He said, go ahead and include the website. He gave me a promo code so that I can waive the charges. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that's cool. I'm so glad that worked out, Danny. So give me 1 second because I have to activate this promo code so that we can waive the pricing. And then did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
So right now I have some trouble with my business account. I'm going to use my personal, then from down the road I can change it, huh?
Absolutely. You can always change the billing. And you'll get an invoice for this one. So even though it's on your personal, you can use that invoice at the end of the year as a business expense for a tax write-off. So is it Daniel Torres on the card, or does it have a middle name or initial?
It's Juan Daniel Orozco Torres, but you can just leave it Daniel Torres. Daniel Torres.
Okay,
is fine.
But I want it to match the card. I'll have your account under Daniel Torres, but this one says Juan, and then Daniel, and then what was next?
Torres. Just Torres.
Juan Daniel Torres. Okay. And then is the 60th Street also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then go ahead. Okay, good. It wasn't matching, but it finally did. Okay, so go ahead with the card number.
So it's going to be 4347.
Mm-hmm.
69.
Mm-hmm.
71.
Okay.
19.
Mm-hmm.
24.
Mm-hmm.
01.
Mm-hmm.
14.
And expiration?
11/29.
And the code?
685.
685. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Danny, is I'll go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you, and that's where they're going to go over your keywords and your service area and building your website, okay?
All right. And also that website, if I cancel it, it's going to still be there. It's going to still be there. If anything happens?
If you cancel, you would have an option to cancel the program and keep the site and just pay us for the hosting of the site. But I'll tell you this, you're probably not going to cancel, and the reason I say that is nobody cancels on profit. So once you get on the first page and your phone's ringing with new clients and you see the impact that this is going to have to your business, you're probably going to want to keep it long term. But of course, if you ever cancel, you just, you know, pay the hosting fee to us, and then we keep the site open for you, okay?
All right, great. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's going to be Torres Pressure Washing, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Juan Daniel Orozco Torres, owner of Torres Pressure Washing, LLC.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Oh, yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? All that means, Danny, is if you do anything else online, which you shouldn't have to, because this is an entire package. It has the website, the Facebook, the Google, all of the directories, you know, the mobile platform. So you shouldn't have to do anything else online. But if you do, just let us know about it so that we can make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
All right. All right. Correct. Yeah. And also.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't, I recently, like, I was just looking for work and all that, but I signed up with Angie. And
oh, that's good.
So
I was gonna say we deal with them too. A lot of their clients come to us and they tell us that they're having a lot of trouble too. What are you experiencing?
They're just sending in people that are looking for a job, like looking for work. Not looking like to get something done, you know?
Oh wow. Yeah, you know, What other clients have told me is if you get calls like that, you can let them know and they're pretty good at crediting you back. But the problem is for some people, it happens so frequently that it's hard to manage, you know?
Yeah, like I'm getting tired. I got like four people in the row that they're looking for work and I'm just calling them back every time. Well, let's see.
I'm glad you told me about that. You know, you'll save a ton of money on your lead fees down the road because once you're on the first page of Google and people are calling you directly, you're not even going to have to buy leads from Angie's anymore because why would you when people are calling you directly, you know? So
yeah,
I would say, you
that.
Know, yeah, keep it open, you know, for the next month or two while you, you know, get this to kick in. Maybe you could put the leads on pause or something if they're sending you bogus ones, you know? But once this kicks in, you're not even going to need that anymore. So the last part of the voice verification, it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So now, for the client interview, that's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I have an appointment open at 1 o'clock today, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. So what would work best, do you think?
One o'clock is fine.
Okay. I agree. I think, you know, get the ball rolling sooner rather than later. So I'm going to send you, an email with a reminder that the appointment will be at 1 o'clock. And then because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. Oh, also, by the way, I'm booking out an entire hour for you from 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific. It's not going to take an hour, but I just want to book out the whole hour. That way, if our technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 1:15, don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
All right, perfect.
Okay, so now, did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. So there's going to be a little link in there if you open it that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go all the way to the bottom. And there's 3 boxes that you have to check. One says that you're authorized on the account. The other says you receive text messages. The last one says that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you click all of those boxes, you just plug your name in, Daniel Torres, and hit confirm signature. If the signature goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. So that's a good sign. If you see that, that means it went through. And you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's going to be already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. You know what I mean?
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google verification. But also I'm going to send you the one that says please add us to your Google Business profile. So if you have two Google Business profiles or three big Google Business profiles, please add us to all of them. That way we can get them to merge and we could, you know, get the problem fixed for you. But if you have any questions on that email, also don't worry about it because our technician can walk you through it when they call you at 1 o'clock, okay?
All right, perfect. Sounds great.
All right, so for now, oh, you're very welcome, Danny. I'm so glad it worked out. I'm so happy that, you know, you have a good friend like Fred that has your back because he's had excellent results with this, and I know that you will too. So if you have any questions whatsoever, you can call me. If not, the technician will be calling you a little bit later, okay?
All right. For, to sign up for the local splash for the username, do I have to put anything or have to do a new one?
No, it should be in your welcome email. So if it's asking you for a username and password, if you look at your one email that says welcome to Local Splash, it will show you what your username and password is. Matter of fact, your username is your phone number. It's 10 digits with no spaces or dashes. And the password is SEO reviews. Now, that's a temporary password. So once you log in, if you want to change it, you can. But that's a temporary password that allows you access to it, okay?
All right. Yeah. Because I've seen Fred, he's been on top of the on the Google reviews, and he's getting jobs. So let's see if that's going to work for me over here.
Yeah, it helps. We're really big on conversion, right? Because our specialty is exposure, you know, making sure that Torres pressure washing is in front of a potential client that's looking for your service at the time that they need you, right? Google calls that a micro moment. But then we want to also make sure that when a potential client finds you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling. So what we'll do is we'll make sure that we stay on top of the reviews, also posting fresh content on there, doing weekly posts for you. Sometimes we'll do maybe two posts in a week or three posts in a week. So all of that is going to help a potential client to have that comfortable feeling in working with you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I put up, I went in and said, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's too early to get in because you just signed up. I would probably just close that and refresh it in a couple of hours when the technician calls you. By that time, you should be able to log right in. But if not, they can, you know, have the tech team fix it if there's an issue. But I think it's just because, you know, the account was just set up. It probably needs a little bit of time, okay?
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, usually people don't log in right away. We used to send the login like within the first 7 days, but now we're sending it in the welcome email. So, you know, usually the reason you don't have to log in right away is there's not a lot to show on there, you know, until after the client interview. But what would be high priority for you would be that other email that I sent you that says important, please add us to your Google profile. If you can do that even before the client interview, that'll help jumpstart things, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Yep, and then I'll text you my direct line, too. That way, if you have any questions down the road, you can call me. If not, it's the same number for customer support. You would just, rather than putting my extension, which is 777, you would just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay, sounds great, Dina.
All right, great. All right, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a very, very successful, profitable year. I know that you're absolutely going to love this, and then we'll be talking to you a little bit later for that client interview, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I will. You too. Thank you so much, Danny. Okay, bye-bye.